Morning, Gina. This is Garrett West, pastor of First Baptist Gina, and this morning we'll continue exploring the question, who is Jesus? Currently, we're walking through key moments in his life and earthly ministry, focusing now on his parables. The final parable of Matthew 13 is the parable of the new and old treasures. Here it is. Every scribe who has been trained for the kingdom of heaven is like a master of a house, who brings out of his treasure what is new and what is old. Now, this final parable in Matthew 13 comes at the end of a long line of parables, and Jesus introduces it with a question. Have you understood all these things? The disciples respond with affirmation, and then Jesus says, therefore, every scribe. Now, the modern translation of this might be something like, well then, or in that case. He's saying, you understand these parables. Therefore, you are like the master of the house who brings out both new and old treasures. The treasures being referred to here are the truths that we've been learning all throughout the Bible. God's commands, rules, decrees, precepts, instructions, words, revelation. These words are all used to convey the idea that God is giving information for us for various reasons. And these words are frequently described like these words in Psalm 19:10 through 11. The rules of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, even much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and drippings of the honeycomb. So obviously the parables that Jesus is sharing represent the new treasures. That would make the old treasures those ancient truths of old from the Hebrew Bible, which is the Old Testament in our modern Bibles. What I want to draw our attention to is the fact that Jesus describes both new treasures and old treasures. It's so easy for Christians to cling just to the New Testament and rely on it as their primary source of spiritual nutrition, but it's really important for us to remember some vital truths. Number one, the Old Testament is just as much divinely inspired as the New Testament. The problem isn't with the material, but with us. Many times we avoid it because we don't understand some of it, or we don't like reading Hebrew literature. We want something more linear and direct, like Paul's letters. But even Paul's letters tell us that all Scripture is divinely inspired and profitable for Christians, so that we may be, quote, complete, equipped for every good work. This important doctrine is known as the sufficiency of Scripture. This doctrine states that the Bible is all we need to be complete, effective, faithful Christians. There's nothing outside the Bible that we need in order to be able to do what God has called us to do the way that He desires for us to do it. Put simply, the Bible is sufficient. But notice, it isn't just the New Testament that's sufficient. It's the whole thing, Old Testament included. Number two, the New Testament only makes sense in light of the Old Testament. Jesus fulfills the Old Testament. Jesus is the Messiah promised in the Old Testament. Jesus fixes mankind's greatest problem, which arose in the Old Testament. Too many of us pull out only new treasures, but many of the most valuable things today are those things which are old. May we commit to know not just the new teachings of Jesus, but the old teachings which they affirm and are built upon.